KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have mostly clear skies here in the Nishna Valley, and 72 degrees our temperature here at the KJN studios. We pretty much had a carbon copy yesterday of the prior day, and we're going to have much of the same here today as well. Partly cloudy, south winds at 10 to 20 and a high of 94 expected. That's where we topped out yesterday. Tonight, partly cloudy and a low of around 72. Good morning. I'm Chris Parks with a check of the latest in state and local news on KJAN. News is being brought to you here this hour by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. In area news, police in Council Bluffs responded to an armed robbery on Wednesday morning. At about 11:45 a.m., officers were dispatched to the Baumgar store at 2803 East Canesville. A preliminary investigation indicates a white male with reddish facial hair and a white female, both in their late 20s or early 30s, entered the store, and at some point the male was observed concealing merchandise on his person. After the couple had paid for some items, but before they exited the business, a loss prevention employee approached the male and asked him about the merchandise that he still had concealed but had not paid for. The male then pulled a handgun out of his pocket and told the store employee to leave him alone. The couple then exited the store and left the area in an older black SUV with a stolen Iowa license plate ARE008 on it. If you see the suspects, do not approach them. Call 911 as they are considered to be armed and dangerous. Or if you recognize their suspect vehicle, you can contact Council Bluffs Police Detectives at 712-328-4728 or can remain anonymous by calling 712-328-STOP. There are photos of both the vehicle and the suspects from surveillance footage there on our news page at KJN.com. KJN News Time is 7:08.
Atlantic Medical Center Rapid Care opens on Monday, July 6th in their new location with new hours. Now conveniently located by the emergency department, AMC Rapid Care is open 7 days a week and is the perfect choice for minor health issues that can't wait, but aren't emergencies either. No appointments needed. Just walk in Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. and weekends 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. AMC Rapid Care is proud to be a part of Cass County Health System, where we are neighbors caring for neighbors.
In other news, yesterday was the filing deadline for paperwork for individuals to get on the general election ballot for many of the area county races. You can head to our news page at KJN.com, check out the full list of all the individuals that will be on the ballot in both Montgomery and Adair counties, as those full lists have been supplied to us. And of course, as we get information from those other counties in the area, we'll be putting that up there for you to check out as well. In other election-related news, Iowa's Secretary of State has issued instructions that counties cannot set up drop boxes to accept early ballots for this year's general election. That comes despite not challenging the use of those boxes in more than a third of Iowa's counties in previous elections. The Iowa Secretary of State's office recently told county auditors during training that Iowa law doesn't allow the use of drop boxes for ballots. Scott County Auditor Roxana Moritz told the Des Moines Register that 39 of Iowa's 99 counties indicated to her in recent days that they have previously used a drop box system to collect ballots. And Iowa's elections office has accused county officials who tried to make it easier to vote by mail during the pandemic of illegally breaching voters' personal information. The assertion by the Office of Secretary of State Paul Pate is a boost for President Donald Trump's reelection campaign, which is suing three Iowa counties to invalidate at least 70,000 returned absentee ballot request forms. The claim comes ahead of a hearing on Thursday in a lawsuit filed by the Trump campaign and state and national GOP groups against Linn County Auditor Joel Miller. The lawsuit seeks to invalidate about 50,000 requests for absentee ballots that have been returned since July, when Miller's office sent forms with personal information already filled out on to about 140,000 registered voters. The Mills County Sheriff's Office reports the arrest on Tuesday afternoon of a woman from Red Oak. 47-year-old Rondi Ruby Porter was arrested for driving while license denied or revoked and failure to provide proof of financial liability. Her bond was set at $1,000. The Montgomery County Sheriff's Office reports the arrest of 40-year-old Kimberly Marie Becerra of Elliott at 10:29 a.m. on Wednesday. Becerra was arrested in the 400 block of 5th Street on a warrant out of Nebraska for possession of a controlled substance. She was charged with being a fugitive from justice as well and held in the Montgomery County Jail, awaiting extradition to Nebraska. The Page County Sheriff's Office reports the arrest on Tuesday night of a Bedford man. At 9:21 p.m., deputies arrested 44-year-old Nathaniel Gene Teeters of Bedford at the Page County Sheriff's Office on two Page County warrants, both for failure to appear for initial appearances on driving while license suspended, denied, or revoked charges. Teeters posted $300 bond per warrant and was released pending future court proceedings. Well, gone are the days of going to an Iowa Department of Transportation driver's license service center and waiting an unknown amount of time for your number to be called. Doing business at an Iowa DOT driver's license service center can now be accomplished by appointment. They will no longer be accepting walk-in customers. A pilot project of the appointment-only model began on March 16th as a way to accomplish social distancing in response to the pandemic. Moving to an appointment-only model was something the Iowa DOT was already planning for, but when the pandemic hit, those plans were quickly put into motion. Melissa Gillett, Iowa DOT Motor Vehicle Division Director, said we needed a way to continue to serve customers but also do so safely. By asking customers to schedule appointments, we were able to control the number of people in a service center at a given time and ensure adequate social distancing was in place. The appointment-only model has offered many benefits beyond those related to the pandemic. She said we've received an overwhelmingly positive response from our customers who are able to get in and out in a matter of minutes. In addition, our employees have reported positive changes in their work environment, such as more pleasant customer interactions and reduced stress. While the appointment-only model brings with it many positives, Iowans will need to get used to planning ahead. And we know our appointment times are booking up quickly because of the backlog we are currently working through due to the pandemic. We'd like Iowans to start thinking about their visit to a driver's license service center as they would their routine health care visits and schedule an appointment several weeks in advance. And as a reminder, the Real ID deadline has been pushed back to October 1st of 2021, and many Iowans with expired licenses may be eligible to renew online. They're also offering six-month extensions for those who need more time to renew. You can determine your options by using the Service Selector tool. In-person driver's license or ID services are available through any Iowa DOT service center as well as county treasurer's offices. And you can find location information through a link on this story on our news page. You do not have to receive service from the location closest to you. Cass County Wellness Coordinator Brigham Hoig is reminding area residents of the upcoming drive-through mobile food pantry event on September 2nd from 4 to 6 p.m. at the Cass County Community Center. The food bank for the Heartland Mobile Food Pantry is coming right up 1 week from yesterday. They have ordered double the food because they know folks are struggling, and it's open to everyone in Cass County. You can check out a graphic image on this same story on our news page to find out more information about all the available food assistance programs in Cass County. And you can also find a link and be able to download the Cass County Community Resource Guide that has a wealth of information for area residents and has been recently updated. Cass County Health System announced yesterday that they're teaming up with Montgomery County Memorial Hospital to provide labor and delivery services for MCMH patients. MCMH is redesigning their obstetric services to a new model, expecting mothers will receive all prenatal and postnatal care at their current clinics and then will travel to CCHS for labor and delivery. And Dr. Marcela Pineda, the OBGYN treating those individuals in the MCMH system, will be still providing those appointments in Red Oak and Corning and then will be delivering at CCHS. All upcoming deliveries will be transitioning to Atlantic between now and October 1st. CCHS also beginning construction on their main entrance parking lot on Monday, August 31st. The parking lot renovation will be completed in two phases, which will allow half of the lot to remain open to patients and visitors only. That's expected to last through November. That's a look at some of the latest in news. We'll check your funeral announcements next. News time, 7:15.
Now is the time to schedule your child appointment at Atlantic Medical Center. To keep our families and community healthy and safe, we will not offer sports physical nights this year, which helps us avoid crowded waiting rooms. Instead, we're happy to schedule a sports physical-only appointment for your student-athlete. Kindergarten and sports physicals can also be completed during your child's annual wellness exam. Together, let's keep our kids healthy. Call the Atlantic Medical Center now at 712-243-2850.
In the funeral announcements, Sandy Johnston, age 78, of Lenox, formerly of Corning, died Sunday at Vintage Park in Lenox. Funeral services for Sandy Johnston will be held today at 11 a.m. at the Corning United Methodist Church in Corning. Pearson Family Funeral Service and Cremation Center of Corning has arrangements. Randall Randy Brown, age 68, of White, South Dakota, formerly of Harlan, died Friday at the Sanford USD Medical Center in Sioux Falls. Funeral services for Randy Brown will be held here today at 6:30 p.m. at the Peace Lutheran Church in Brookings, South Dakota. The Idsness Funeral Chapel in White, South Dakota, has the arrangements. Tracy Catherine Carlson, age 53, of Walnut, died Saturday at Jenny Emmonson Hospital in Council Bluffs. A memorial service for Tracy Carlson will be held Friday at 10:30 a.m. at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Marjorie Jean Watts, age 85, of Stewart, died Saturday at the Kavanaugh House in Des Moines. A celebration of life service for Marjorie Jean Watts will be held Saturday at 3 p.m. at the First Congregational Church in Stewart. Johnson Family Funeral Home Stewart has arrangements. Joyce Gravy, age 88, of Harlan, died Monday at the Bergen Mercy Medical Center. Private family mass of Christian burial for Joyce Gravy will be held on Saturday at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Polly Jones Funeral Home Harlan has arrangements. Tyrone Ty Scheffler, age 81, of Harlan, died May 7th. His significant other, Sandra Sandy Brown, age 70, of Harlan, died July 31st. A private celebration of life service for Ty Scheffler and Sandy Brown will be held. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan is assisting the family with arrangements. John Kent Whiten, age 65, of Audubon, died Saturday at the Audubon County Memorial Hospital. Per his wishes, cremation has taken place, and a private family celebration of life memorial service for John Kent Whiten will be held at a later date. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has the arrangements. And Dennis Eilenstein, age 69, of Garnet, Kansas, formerly of the Walnut and Avoca area, died Saturday, August 22nd. Burial for Dennis Eilenstein will be in the Oaklawn Cemetery in Oakland at a later date. That's a look at your news and funeral announcements here on KJAN. News brought to you this hour by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN News.